Conference recording started. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Today is Tuesday, June the 16th already. Oh my gosh. Tuesday, June the 16th. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on this call, both live and on the recording. And here we go, diving right in, right down today's date, Tuesday, June the 16th. With that pen and the piece of paper, the pen that writes, my name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. And the number for this awesome, terrific Tuesday teleclass changed in the last couple of weeks, 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. And if you are too shy to ask a question on the live call, please do send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will do my best to get it answered on the live teleclass, or I'll send you an email. And as always, I'm looking for people who want to play in that team environment, coached, mentored, supported, into that financial success, because I am building a team of champions. And that is exactly what I want to talk about today, is building and starting your enterprise or your business. This was a teaching that I gleaned a little while ago from Jim Rohn. And I have been following Jim Rohn for years. He's one of the many people that I follow. And we all know the value of having plenty of capital when we get started on a business, whether it be a part-time business or a full-time business. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that you know of someone who has started a business with no capital at all. And then they went on to make a fortune. Well, how did they do that? You know, that's one of the things you want to know. How did they do that? Well, you know what? Like Jim Rohn, I believe that there are some things that are actually more valuable than the money. And what I'm going to do on the teleclass tonight is I'm going to go over the list and talk about all of the different kinds of capital that you need in order to run a successful business, whether it's part-time or full-time, or whether it's part-time in the beginning and heading into full-time, which is what I'm doing. The number one critical capital that you got to have is time. That time is actually more valuable than the money. And the time that you set aside to do your business needs to be invested wisely and not to be given away. And that's one of the things that we have the challenge with in a home-based business, is that there's all those things from home that are demanding our time, whether it be children or chores or pets. The time you set aside right now to invest in your business is what's going to pay off, and it's going to be what makes you profit in the future. How valuable is that time? Well, that time, properly invested, will make you a fortune. And that time wasted will be devastating, because you won't get anywhere. If you waste the time, you'll always be in the catch-up mode. Oh, why didn't I do that? How come I didn't get this done? How come I didn't get that done? Time invested wisely can perform miracles. And one of my personal examples is the time I invested in learning how to write articles. Now, I never realized in the beginning how beneficial that would be. So I did not invest as much time in it as I could have in the beginning. But now I realize just how important that tool of writing articles has been for me. And So therefore, I invest anywhere from a minimum of 15 minutes per day up to an hour. It just depends on what else I decide I'm going to invest my time in on that day. Deciding where you're going to invest your time will create the miracles in your business, in your enterprise. So number one is time. Number two is desperation. And Tim Rohn told a story about his friend Lydia. Her first major investment in her new enterprise was desperation. She said, "My kids are hungry. I got to make this work. If it doesn't work, what will I do?" So she invested a whole dollar in her enterprise of selling a product that she believed in. The dollar was actually spent to buy some flyers so that she could get the word out there, make a sale at the retail, collect that money from the customer, and then go buy the product at wholesale and then deliver it back to the customer. Desperation was what drove me when I was in my early 20s to the job that, of all of the jobs I've had in my life, I liked the least, and that was a night janitor. And people ask me, "Carla, why in the world would you settle for a job as a night janitor? You got a degree in hotel and restaurant management." I said, malnutrition. I needed to eat. I needed to put a roof over my head. I was brand new to the city. I had no idea where to start. I was just like totally fresh out of school. I didn't know where to start. So I took the first thing that came along because I needed to eat. Malnutrition. You got to work somewhere. And even as you're building your home business, if you're building it on a part-time basis, you need to have that job that puts the food on the table, the roof over the head. Desperation can be a really powerful incentive. And part of what drives me now is I must sponsor those 1,000 children through the plan. There's just no way I cannot do that. It's just that not doing that is not an option. Oh, almost negative in there. Just, I am being driven by that powerful incentive, and I say I must. So number one is time. Number two is desperation. Number three, determination. Continuing the story of Jim Rohn's friend Lydia. She said, "I must find a customer." Desperation. "And I will find someone before this first day is over." And sure enough, she found someone. But she went out there and she looked and she used her flyers and she worked her business. She invested the time in finding her first customer. She was determined to succeed. Where are you determined to succeed? Where are you investing that time? When the first customer says no, you say next. I am determined to find the customer who wants what it is that I have to offer. Now, what you have to offer is not right for everyone right now. That's just like if I attempted to sell you a motorcycle. Now, if someone came along and they could sell me a motorcycle because I have the license, I have the skill, but that's a pretty small market. Getting that first customer determined, next, next, next. Not the right time. It's not the right product for this person. Next. Number four is courage. And courage is a way more valuable asset than capital, than money. When you decide that you're going to do something, and you take that step, always remember when I first started down the road of multi-level marketing. And my coach, John DeLemme, told me, Carla, you had to get these business cards done, and you had to have your picture on it, and you had to call yourself an international champion recruiter. And it was like, oh, my gosh, that is just so foreign to me. All the business cards I've had in my life, I'd never had my picture on it. Oh, no. And calling myself an international champion recruiter? Well, the first time I had to say that to someone, I was nervous. I had a knot in the bottom of my stomach. My palms were sweaty. And now, because I had the courage to do that the first time, and then a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, I now can do that automatically. I just hand out my card. Certainly, here you go. I'm an international champion recruiter. I'm looking for 2 to 5 people to join my team to be able to live the life of their dreams. Joining the McNeil Championship team means that you'll be coached, mentored, and sometimes kicked in the butt in order to achieve the success that you want. When you have the courage to step out and say what you need to say for your business, you will reap the benefits. You also can perform miracles. When you have that courage, unbelievable stories will happen. Unbelievable things will happen for you. Because guess what? People on the other end, they didn't know I'd never said I'm an international champion recruiter before. They had no idea. So having the courage to do what it is you need to do, to step out in faith and say it and do it. So number one is time. Number two is desperation. Number three is determination. Number four is courage. Number five is ambition. How much ambition do you have? When you step out and find the people that you're looking for to join your team, to join our team, you'll go, wow, that was easy. I like working with her. It's fun. Wow, this is way better than my job. Wow. So what that will do is that will drive you to achieve more. You'll become even more ambitious than you had been originally. Because it's fun. You've gotten bitten by that ambition bug. And it will drive you to keep going. And to keep going. And pretty soon you're going to be dazzled by your own dreams of your future. One of the things that has happened to me along this journey is that the dream, the ambition gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm standing here right now looking at my, what used to be a dream board. It's now a dream wall. The dream board that I originally started out with is like an eighth of the size of what my dream wall is like today. The ambition will get bigger. Once you realize what you yourself can accomplish, what you yourself can do, it will drive you to more. I'm standing here looking at a picture of No Matter. No Matter was the fifth child that we sponsored through the plan on our journey to sponsoring 1,000. And I'm looking at her face. And her face reflects, well, to me, reflects her name. I look at this picture of No Matter, and the look I see on her face is that, why am I bothering to get my picture taken for this? I don't matter to anybody. What's the use? It doesn't matter. Well, we have been sponsoring No Matter for a year and a half. And every time I look at that picture, it tugs on my heart. And it increases my ambition to do more, to be able to sponsor more children like No Matter. Because that's what it's all about. It's not about you and me and what we can get in this world and all the goodies that we can have. It's about making a difference in other people's lives. It's about assisting other people to be able to live the life of freedom, to be able to give back wherever they want to. Some people, it's orphanages. It's the environment. It's the animals. It's children. It's seniors. There are thousands and thousands of ways that we can contribute to making the world a better place. Because when I'm sitting in my rocking chair at the age of 104, that's what I want to be able to say. The world is a better place because Carla McNeil was here. That's where I want to be at 104. Where do you want to be? What's your ambition? Number six, faith. When you start to have that faith in yourself, when you get your first couple of successes in multi-level marketing, when the first couple of people join your team, and you start building that team, and you're working together, you're growing your business together, you know that you have a good product. Your product is you. You are the one that is building the team, that is leading the team, that is investing the time in themselves to learn, develop, and grow so that you can give it out to your team. Having that faith in yourself, getting those successes, your self-esteem starts to soar. Then there are the investments that you continue to make in yourself. When your self-esteem soars, then so does your investment in yourself. And you begin to realize that by investing in yourself, you have more to give. So the faith comes in bits and pieces, step by step by step. And all the successes that you have build on top of each other, and your faith really does start to grow. Now, it's possible. It's very possible that you're going to build this business and you are going to become a next millionaire. Multi-level marketing is building more millionaires, in the next 5 years than ever before. The time is right. The economy is right. The last time that multi-level marketing exploded was the same kind of economy that we're in right now. People are looking to secure their financial future. And multi-level marketing is one of the very few ways that ordinary people like you and me can do that. And I have faith in MLM. I know for absolute positive truth that millionaires are being made. My strategic business coach, John DeLemme, is creating 1,000 millionaires through multi-level marketing, and I'm one of them. Are you coming with me? Are you learning what it is you need to learn in order to build that sustainable business that will pay you the income while you're sleeping? Faith I have faith. I have faith in you. You're on this call. I have faith that you are going to take your dreams where you want them to go. You're doing something about it. You're getting on calls. You're learning. You're developing yourself, becoming an even better you. Faith. Just keep going. It just keeps getting bigger. Number 7, ingenuity. Putting your brain to work. Now, probably up until now, you have only used 1/10 of your brain power. So most people do. Most people only use 1/10 of their brain power. And what if you could put that other 9/10 to work? You would be amazed at what will happen. Ingenuity. What is it worth to you? It's a fortune, and it's more valuable than money. As you're going through the process of building your business, there will be times where you will come up against challenges. And you will have to think a little bit outside the box about how you're going to do things. And your ingenuity, as like your faith, when you start to use it, when you start to get some of those left brain, right brain crossovers happening, your ingenuity will increase. Today, don't ask me why, I created my very first Squidoo page. Now, I know that it's good for search engine optimization. And I know that it's good for building and attracting the people who need what I have to offer. But boy, does it take ingenuity. You've got to figure out a way to make it work for what it is you want it to work. I mean, you could create a Squidoo page for absolutely anything you want. Absolutely anything. The ingenuity about what you put into it, what different kinds of links, different kinds of pictures, different kinds of videos, it's huge. And just like everything else, when you start to use it, you start to develop it, then more ideas come. Think about when you first started doing your business. You had no idea about how to do some things. And some of those things are now second nature. And you've added to them. You've built upon it. You have used your creativity and your ingenuity to keep you going, to keep you moving forward. And figuring out that way to make it work, that's ingenuity. Make it work. Make it work for you. Number 8, heart and soul. There is absolutely no substitute for heart and soul. It's more valuable than $1 million, way more valuable. Because without a heart and soul, you have no life. You're ineffective. But the heart and soul is like that unseen magic that moves people to buy, moves people to make decisions, moves people to act, and moves people to respond. The heart and soul that you put into your business. I put my heart into my business. I know that MLM is an absolutely phenomenal vehicle to take you from point A to point B, without a doubt. And I'm driven by that dream of sponsoring 1,000 children with the plan. The heart and soul that I put into my business, into my team, shows. People can tell that I have a passion for it. Just like when I get on these calls. It's all part and parcel of having the passion, the heart, the soul. People respond to the heart and soul. People respond to who you are, putting yourself out there, the real you. You've got to put out the real you. Which leads us right into number 9, personality. You've got to sharpen up and spruce up your own personality. You've got plenty of personality. Just get it to where it's effective every single day. No matter who you talk to, whether it's a kid, a business person, whether it's a rich person or a poor person, it doesn't matter. You have got plenty of personality. Becoming that better you is all part of it. You've got to learn to be comfortable in whatever situation you're in. Mr. Rohn, Jim Rohn, had a mentor called Bill Bailey. And Bill Bailey told him, you've got to learn to be just as comfortable, whether it's in a little shack in Kentucky having a beer, watching the fights with your friends, with your old friend, or in a Georgian mansion in Washington, D.C., as the senator's guest. Moving with ease, no matter where you go, no matter who you come into contact with, is about your personality. And being able to be the real you without the face, no matter what you do. Now, we all can get better at that. I know I can get better at that. Getting out of your comfort zone, moving into the kind of a personality that's not all bent out of shape. Being one person here and another person here and another person here. Being consistent with your personality. And you know, as I move along this journey, I also find that it's less stressful. Just to be me, no matter what. Becoming a better me, no matter what. So this entire list is more valuable than money. And let me summarize and recap the 9 capitals. That's not quite the right word. The list of 9 traits for entrepreneurial success. Number 1 is time. Number 2 is desperation. Mine in the beginning was the desperation to eat. Number 3, determination. I'm going to make it work. I'm making it work. I'm making it work. I'm making it work. Courage. Do what you know you need to do in order to make things happen. Step out in faith. Number 6, faith. Having the faith to do what it is you know you need to do. Ambition. Dazzle yourself with your own dreams of the future. Just dazzle yourself. Use that. Number 7, ingenuity. Put your heart and soul into it, number 8. And develop that personality that you know is going to take you to the next level. Now, those are 9 great skills, great traits for starting any enterprise or business, whether it's full-time or part-time. People can go on, like you, like me, to make fortunes by developing the traits, these 9 traits. I am going to open the line. Who out there would like to make a comment or ask a question? Thank you very much for joining me today on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Please do, if you're listening to this through the podcast, subscribe so that you can get your advance notice as soon as I post the podcast. You can get advance notice before I even send out the email with the link. Let me know through your comments on the podcast. Send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com with your questions, your comments. I love to hear them. Please keep them coming. It is just absolutely great to hear you. And thank you very much for joining me and spending the time with me. And I am so grateful. And I'll hear you next time on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass.